Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to spend some time today talking about peace and Joseph's definition of peace. I think it'll be very helpful for us as we live our lives. Dear friends, two artists got into a really heated discussion about what would be the best picture to depict peace. The first painter very boldly got his easel going and went at it. And his picture was this, a beautiful lake on top of a mountaintop. Beautiful weather, no breeze at all, not a bird flying through the air, not a ripple in the lake. Everything was quiet and still. Peaceful, the first painter said. And he was adamant that he had the right depiction of what peace was. The second artist got up, he completely disagreed. And he got his easel and he painted a picture of what peace was. His picture was completely different. It was of a cascading waterfall with very troubled and disturbing waters with a tree sticking right out over the edge of that waterfall. And on the limb of that tree, in a little bend, a nest with a little sparrow. All around that sparrow are troubled waters flying up, great turmoil in this picture, but the sparrow is safe in the midst of all the conflict and turmoil. The second painter said was adamant that he had the definition of peace. So think in your own mind which definition you have. Don't answer because I'm going to give an answer today. I don't want to embarrass anyone. The first picture by the first painter or the second picture, which one depicts peace? Well, before we share our answers, let's take a look at how Joseph would answer that question. In Matthew chapter 1, Joseph actually gives his definition of peace. I want to maybe present this in a new way that you've not heard before. Joseph is told that his soon-to-be wife, Mary, is pregnant with child. And when Joseph got that news, that set up some potential for some great trouble. Trouble because in Old Testament law, someone who had become pregnant outside of wedding being married, there were certain Jews, there are different groups of Jews in the first century, there was a certain portion of Jews that read the Old Testament to read that person should be stoned to death. This news was trouble and strife for Joseph and his soon-to-be pregnant wife Mary. So Joseph came up with a plan. We read it here in Matthew chapter 1. His plan was to quietly divorce Mary so that he can live a peaceful existence, a quiet life, maybe on a mountaintop scene, where he wouldn't be bothered all that much. And Mary, too, could live a more quiet and less troubled life. For most people, that is their definition of peace, a quiet and peaceful, no problem kind of life. Many people think that there's a place like that. Joseph, for whatever reason, the angel tells him, Joseph does not go that route of peace. He doesn't see that peace is just a quiet mountainside type place. Joseph finds a different definition. Joseph realizes that peace is about having all sorts of conflict around you and trouble and turmoil, yet being safe and secure. The angel comes to Joseph and says, Joseph, you are to name this baby boy Jesus, for he will save their people from their sins. Joseph made a critical decision that the peace that he would have in life would be having Jesus amidst a lot of conflict and turmoil all around him. And when Joseph made that decision, turmoil came into his life. There was the possibility of Mary being stoned to death. That was very real, and it happened all the time during Joseph's day. And Joseph also had turmoil because Herod was breathing threats. Herod said that any baby boy born in this area during this time around Bethlehem should be put to death. We have a nostalgic and kind of peaceful thought of Bethlehem. It was turmoil and strife when Jesus was born. Joseph made that decision that the peace that he would have would be having Jesus, having a safe place in the midst of lots of turmoil and strife around him. And that's good for us to hold on to and practically apply into our lives today. I have heard that out on the ocean, I've never observed this, never been out in the middle of the waters or anything like that, but I've been told that one of the most terrifying things out in the ocean is being a part of a storm that pops up out of nowhere. It gradually happens like this. The winds creep up on the surface, powerful, and the waves become very tall, sometimes as tall as a building. And the valleys down below are very deep, and those waves come crashing down. To the naked eye, a storm out on the open waters is terrifying, and there's nothing more scary. But the reality of it is this: as high as those waves are, and as deep as those valleys are, down in the recess of the ocean and the waters, those waters don't know that conflict or storm at all. That, my friends, is Christian peace. God's peace is different than what the books and what today's society tells us. Jesus said it, "My peace is not of this world." See, the peace that Jesus offers is a peace with God. A peace with God, for he will save the people from their sins. It's not a peace in this world. It is a peace in which we are able to withstand the greatest pressures above us, and we're safe and secure. It's a deep and intellectual peace that the world doesn't really understand. This Christmas and this week, friends, is a big one. And I don't know how it's going to be for you and your families as you gather around the family table and have dinner. I'm not going to do that with my family, but I can tell you how it would go if I did meet with my family for Christmas. You see, around our table, there are some Christians, yes, but there are also some people who don't believe. There are also some people that have a faith in different religions. All sorts of people are represented in our homes. Christmas now is much different than it was in the past. And oftentimes when we bring up religion, it causes a lot of conflict and difficulty. And maybe this year that conflict could be there for you and your family. What can we say that can be both helpful and true? One thing that's not helpful is to say that, my goodness, Jesus is coming and there's going to be peace in the world this year. The angel did not say, name him Jesus so that peace can come throughout the world. No, the angel said, name him Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. A deep peace in the midst of conflict and turmoil and strife. We absolutely should pray for world peace and go to work and bring it as best that we can. But world peace is very elusive. There's a little joke about this, how elusive world peace is. There was a journalist that was stationed in Jerusalem right outside the Wailing Wall. And she looked out of her apartment every day and she saw a man come there every day in the morning. He would say his prayers and then he would leave for a while and then come back. And so this journalist got the gumption to get down from her apartment and ask the man what he was praying for at the Wailing Wall. And the man said, "In the morning I pray for world peace. I go and get coffee and I come back later in the afternoon. I pray for brotherhood and unity." And the journalist said to the man, "Well, how has that gone over the last 25 years that you've been doing this?" And the man said, "It's kind of like talking to a wall." Friends, world peace we definitely want to give and we want to have and work so that we can have it. But that is not what is offered here. What we're offered from Jesus is a deep, below the surface peace with our Creator. It's far more intellectual and deep than just, you know, getting along with people. And that's a beautiful thing. Because when Jesus would become older, he would say this as he left his followers in John 14, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives." Hold on to that deep peace you're receiving this week in Christmas. Absolutely work for world peace, pray for it, but recognize the greatest gift is that depth of peace Jesus offers to the one that created us. Let's pray about that today. Oh, dear Lord, I thank you for your definition of peace. It's confusing, Lord, in the world we live. There's so many different definitions. What is peace? We thank you that Jesus is peace. He is the very definition. Lord, may we follow Joseph's example and cling to Jesus, and may that hold us up amidst all the conflict and all the challenges that are going on in our lives. We thank you for that, and we thank you for the strength it offers us. In Jesus' name, amen.